Our reading is taken from Galatians chapter 3, verses 15 to 29, and can be found on page 1170 of your Pew Bibles or 1812 of the large print version. It's also on the screen behind me and on your notice sheets. Okay. Brothers, let me take an example from everyday life. Just as no one can set aside or add to a human covenant that has been duly established, so it is in this case. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. The scripture does not say "and to his seeds," meaning many people, but "and to your seed," meaning one person, who is Christ. What I mean is this. The law, introduced 430 years later, does not set aside the covenant previously established by God and thus do away with the promise. For if the inheritance depends on the law, then it no longer depends on a promise. But God, in his grace, gave it to Abraham through a promise. What then was the purpose of the law? It was added because of transgressions until the seed to whom the promise referred had come. The law was put into effect through angels by a mediator. A mediator, however, does not represent just one party, but God is one. Is the law therefore opposed to the promises of God? Absolutely not. For if a law had been given that could impart life, then righteousness would certainly have come by the law. But the scripture declares that the whole world is a prisoner of sin, so what was promised, being given through faith in Jesus Christ, might be given to those who believe. Before this faith came, we were held prisoners by the law, locked up until faith should be revealed. So the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under the supervision of the law. You are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. For all of you who were baptized into Christ, you have clothed yourself in Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. This is the word of the Lord.
Lord Jesus, speak to our hearts today that we may go from this place encouraged, more living in your will and knowing you more, Lord. Amen. So today we're having to complete our APCM, and the fact is, the reason we've had to complete it is because we've actually been through a very difficult time. We've had to sort our accounts out, and it's been a difficult situation. We've been left in a situation whereby we have to rely on God in a greater way, maybe, than you have at St. James for an awful long time financially. Having looked back, I think that's probably the case. I have to say, I've come from the northern churches that never have any money anyway, so to me it's quite normal, so I'm not fazed by it at all. But actually, having to rely on God is not a bad thing. Relying on God to provide for a missional work that we want to do is not a bad thing. When you rely on God, you see God do mighty things. Sometimes, when something happens, it's then that we can see the miracles. It's then we can see the difference that God makes. And at the end of the day, it really can't be bad to rely on God more for what we need. I think it's an opportunity. I think it's a time when God really will move. And it can only develop our relationship with him and help us to move towards his heart, can't it? When we rely on him, when we push more into him, when we're having to do those things. So this is a positive time, not just a negative time. It's a positive time. When we have to look in the community for the heart of God, for the heart of those who are oppressed, for those who need to know the Savior of the world, when we have to rely on God to do it, God turns up big time. Because in those northern churches I talked about, I saw God turn up big time as well. Massively. One of the churches that I led had incredible people there that were full of the Spirit, and it was to do with them, not me. I never put that down there. But I can remember we went from like 24 to 100 in a few months. And it was just an amazing time we had with God. Because we relied on God. They had nothing. The only way was down. And when the only way down, God lifts us up. So let's be excited. God will lift us up in everything we do. I think we are to be excited because it's an exciting time. If we choose to trust Jesus above our own pockets, our abilities, we will be amazed at all that God can do with us spiritually and numerically. As it says in the books of Acts, if you remember those wonderful scriptures that say daily people were added to their number. I love that. And it's not about numbers, it's about people learning and knowing Jesus. But we also want to see people saved. So it is about numbers as well, isn't it? I know about you, I want to see more people know Jesus. I don't just want numbers for the sake of it. But I want to see new converts. I want to see people knowing that Jesus loves them in a new way. So I pray that we will say daily, people have been added to our number. May we see that happen here in New Barnet, not just here in St. James, but in all the churches around here. With my brothers and sisters in Christ, that lead, where we lead together, I want to see their churches full too, with people who want to know Jesus, who want to grow in Jesus. May we see it because the community see Jesus in us here, Jesus in action here, that they find a place to rest, a place to engage, a place to be discipled, a place to encounter God, and a place to be transformed. May they find that here, I pray. Let's pray for a time of harvest, a time of revival. We're starting something new. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the work we're doing because it's meant to be an A, B, C, M sort of as well. We're starting something called new. We're calling it Jim's. What is Jim's, you may ask? Jim's Cafe. Well, Jim's Cafe is going to start on a Monday. It's going to be on the 4th of November it starts. It's going to be from 10 till 2. And it's going to be, it actually will stand for Jesus in Me. See that? See what we did there? It's brilliant. And of course, St. James, Jim's. It's brilliant, isn't it? Amazing. When I came here, one of the things you asked me to do, by the way, so it's all your fault, you guys, okay, is you said continually what came up, it came up in the first PCC meetings as well, is you would like St. James to be the hub of the community. That is a place people can come, a place they can meet God, a place they can be restored. What does it mean to be a hub of the community to you? Partly, it also means opening our building up, doesn't it? Making our building available to others, reaching to the needs of the community. What are the needs in our community? Reaching out to our community. If we're going to be a hub of community, you've got to know your community. You've got to be part of your community. We've done that, haven't we, through things like prayer on the streets. So, you know, it rained yesterday, but we had the best time, didn't we, guys? We really did, guys and gals. We just, fantastic time. In fact, they want to do it in November, December. They're that. Anyway, whatever. But we actually, there was one point where we couldn't get in the door because people were all around. It was great. So we had a great time with prayer on the streets. But we've done it through that because we're hearing stuff that people are saying because they're seeing that we care. We care enough to be out there in the rain going, do you want prayer? Do you want prayer? Hey, come along and join us. Be part of us. Through the fun days, through the special events we see it. We do it by being welcoming on a Sunday. It's very important that people are welcomed here. We do it through open church, through giving out the soup free, don't we, at open church, for people just to come in and just be part of a community again. We do it through communion on a Wednesday, through the crafts, through the meditation group, through the prayer groups, the daytime prayer groups, the other prayer groups, the Edge, amazing group. The men's and the women's groups, the socials, the spiritual events, the children's and youth work, the toddlers, our place, what a great, great resource that is. Through the girls' Bible studies and everything else we do, through the life groups, Everything else we do it by doing these things, by becoming people of the community. So many things. By CAP, by HAB, by night shelter, by food bank. I could go on and on. There'd be things I've missed. I apologize now. What an incredible work we are doing in St. James. Thank you. Thank you so much for caring about this community. Because Jesus is able to move through us. So we're going to start Jim's on the Monday, 4th of November. Jim's Cafe is going to be an advice centre, and the advice will all be from Sonia, because she's so brilliant, you know. Sonia is going to head up the practical side of just the stuff. She's got a whole history of things. So that's Sonia there, so you know who she is, and talk to her if you want to help. It's going to include Citizens Advice Bureau coming in. Connecting with people with CAP, of course. It's going to include fostering, a food bank, Beeson. Martin's got Beeson. Beeson? Beeson, yes. Martin, you're awake. Yeah. Beeson. And we've talked to the local police as well, haven't you? They want to come in there. We're going to become part of the community, finding out what's going on in our communities. It's going to include anything else we can find which will connect us with the community. It's also going to include something called Woman Alive. It's going to be a Bible study and place of sharing for women that will be 11 till 12. Come and talk to me if you want to come to that, or just turn up on the 4th. It's great. It's going to include coffee and cake and laptops. I'm going to help people fill in forms. Isn't this wonderful? The hub of the community. Getting involved. Getting involved. Finding out what help people need. Faith in action. It's a place of connection that will bring people in so that we can be Jesus to them. So we can respond to the need of our community, and we can offer a spiritual oasis as well, where people can find peace and somewhere where people will listen to them. That should be true for all that we do, all that we're involved with. So may this be a time for revival here. Time for reviving New Barnet with all that going on, so much. As we step into the promises of Jesus, into his covenant, when we step out, God steps up, you know. When you take a risk and go, I'm going to go for it, God steps up. I say that with personal experience. The amount of times in my life when it's when I've stepped out into something that I've been so unsure of myself in, he has done it for me. We have a God who honors us when we honor him. But we have to trust him. We have to trust God. And we may have to trust him more than we've ever had to. And that's a good place to be. I remember hearing preached once, may our vision be bigger than what we can do. Because then it can only be God. And God's pretty big, you know. We can do much of that stuff that I've just mentioned, you know, in our own abilities. We can forget that we can't, we can forget, can't we, to include the Holy Spirit, can forget to include Jesus, but that will not change lives. We can forget that we're not saved by works, if we're not careful, or by law. We can forget that we are only saved through relationship with Jesus Christ. But when we do it with him, things happen. Only through relying on his Holy Spirit will we really make a difference. Only through relying on Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit. Only through him do we make a difference. In Ephesians 3:14, it reads, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. What a wonderful, wonderful scripture. Do you know, that was written in the context of being obedient to Jesus. That means choosing God's way in our lives. I'm going to go God's way, not my way. Choosing to love instead of condemn. To lift up instead of gossip. Instead of tearing down. To be people who change the atmosphere of the room by bringing the light into the room. Choosing to restore. Choosing to live with Jesus in the center of our lives, not on the edge of our lives. Let us raise up further into his promise of transformation and hope. Let us be people who become the hub of the community, because Jesus is the hub of our community. Live a life as is spoken about in Galatians 3. How do we do that? Live a life that is spoken about in Galatians 3. Well, get involved with what matters, not what doesn't matter. So often we get distracted by things, don't we, that really do not matter. Change lives matters. Somebody being cared for. A kind word makes all the difference to a day. An unkind word, I can tell you, makes all the difference to a day. I don't know about you. How many times have you had an unkind word said, and the rest of the day you've gone, and yet someone can say something kind, it can change it. We have that ability to change things through what we say and how we do them. We do them in the name of Christ. And we show his love to our community, and it is a tough love. It's not namby-pamby, it's real. It means at times we're going to find it hard to be loving, but making a difference in people's lives. Get involved with what matters, not with what doesn't matter. What transforms lives. What will really change the future church for the next generations? What can we do now to change the church for the future generations? What will we do to change a life today? That's what Galatians is about, actually. Life's changing. Trust in the promise of God in the middle of chaos. Early Christians were always in the middle of chaos. We're in the middle of chaos most of the time. And Galatians 3 reminds us yet again that law will not save us, only grace, only the promise Jesus makes will save us. He is our cornerstone. The cornerstone is what the foundation is built on. And only when we are firmly in his teaching, when we are walking in the Spirit and disciples of Jesus, we will be instruments of change in our community. We'll be out to show the Father's love. See, the Spirit reveals Jesus. Jesus reveals the Father. And the Father's love is out there for all of us. This is worked out not only in what we say, you see, but who we are. Who we are. Because who we are becomes what we do, actually, doesn't it? But it starts with who we are. In here. The first verses of the scripture state that only the seed can lead us to freedom. The only seed is Jesus, you see. The Christ, the anointed one, the chosen one. There is no others, it says in that scripture. It is seed, not seeds. Jesus is the only means for us to know the living God. He is God. Through him we see God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus is the fulfillment of the promise of God made to the people in the Old Testament all that time ago. And you know what? To God, a promise is a promise. I don't know about you, how many of you have promises that have been broken? That disappointment. Once again, somebody promised me and it didn't happen. But God isn't like that. To him, a promise is a promise. We who have a relationship with him are children of God, children of the living God. We are his and he is ours. In verse 20, we're reminded, of course, about the mediator. And do you know Jesus is the ultimate mediator for us? He stands in the gap. He is the bridge between us and entering the presence of God. Through him we see the Father as the Spirit reveals him. When we know him, we know God for real. The mediator, you see, is God himself. And everything is made complete in him. His promise cannot be broken. If you know him, you are alive in him. He is alive in you. And it cannot be broken. His promise cannot be broken. You can step into all that God has for his children. All of it. Everything. The everlasting inheritance of the eternal God. Wow. See what? Relying on him is kind of the best thing to do. He's got it all anyway. And you know what? If he doesn't want something for us, he probably knows better. But he does want to change people's lives. The everlasting inheritance of an eternal God, one that means we will see miracles, healings, hear from God. We will have a lively and living relationship with the one true God that made the earth, the heavens, made you. We are not locked up with law anymore. We are set free with grace. Do you live like you are set free with grace, or do you live like you are locked up with law? I pray that you go from this place knowing you are set free, whatever your circumstances. You are set free through grace. You are forgiven. In your life, you can see change if you allow God to change you. When you allow and rely on the Holy Spirit. Sing praise to God. May we in this place continue to sing with our hearts and our lives, giving worth to the living God who loves us so much. Trusting in him and relying on him. We can't go wrong. Sing praise to God. Trust him with your yesterday, your today, and your tomorrow, because nothing can separate from your love of God that is in Christ Jesus. We are heirs of the promise, you and I. You and I that know him. So let us really start to live like we have something to celebrate. Live like you have something to celebrate. We belong to God today. We can trust him in whatever we are struggling with. He will be in the middle of it. Let us be children of God in our actions. Let us grab our inheritance as the power of the Spirit lives in us, through us, and enables us at St. James Church in New Barnet, the church in New Barnet, enables us to really make a difference. Stand if you can. If you can't, it doesn't matter. And let's just pray. I want to just pray today that the Holy Spirit will really just fall upon us. Enable us. Open us up more. If you need some more prayer, there will be prayer ministry available in the corner after the service, during it. But let's just spend a few minutes now and just say to you, say, Holy Spirit, come. May I walk in the Spirit. Lord Jesus, empower us, Lord, to rely on the living God. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill us, Lord. Transform us. And wherever we're relying on you, we know, Lord, the harvest will be fruitful. And Lord, wherever we're not relying on you, help us to give that to you now. Lord, help us to step into things. And that you will step us up. Fill us, Jesus. It's overflowing with your presence and your glory. And forgive us, Lord. where we've not let you in, not trusted you. And let us see renewal in our community. In St. James, in our lives,